You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. And today's topic is this, love your life well. I know, love your life well. It is a continuation of yesterday's How to Become the Great Lover of Your Life. And I pray, I hope, I trust that you have begun that process. Because you're here and you're sipping on life with me and you're allowing yourself to sip on your life, I know that you're already in the process of becoming the great lover of your life, but I hope yesterday's episode really helped take it to the next level for you. And I believe that today's episode is going to do that and even more for you. Because it's interesting, I've been thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, because after yesterday's episode, I've had a lot of people reach out. I did a Facebook Live about it as well, about becoming this great lover of our lives and really, truly making love with our life. And what does that look like to make love with your life? It means that you enter into this very sacred, intimate relationship till death do you part, relationship of creating with your life the life that you desire, allowing your life to become all that you desire that it can become, as well as your life looking at you and saying, will you be willing to become all that your life is calling you to become? And you do that by loving your life well. And to really, truly become the great lover of your life and romance. And as I said yesterday, womance, W-O-M-A-N-C-E, womance yourself. And to really womance and really pursue the life that is in front of you. So as I was sitting down today to do this podcast, I got a text from one of my clients. And he told me that he would not be able to make his coaching call tomorrow because his brother passed away unexpectedly during the night last night. His brother is young. And, you know, it was so unexpected. They're still trying to figure out what was the cause. They think they know because he had a surgery recently. But, you know, it's like completely out of the blue. Like they're spinning, literally. Spinning. And it brought up a lot of feelings, emotion, and very deep feelings for me the day I got that call about my parents being killed in a car accident. And, you know, it reiterates and it reconfirms that life is really fragile, my dear. And I know that you do not need me to tell you this, because we all know it, but how quickly it is to forget and to go into this mode of the, you know, being in autopilot or in default mode and going through the motions of life, not realizing that if we are not romancing our lives will leave us. Eventually our lives will end. Yes, we will. You know, death do us part. We will leave. But have you thought about the fact that if you don't pursue and care for and love your life well right now, that it could leave you, and it could leave you unexpectedly, or it could leave you, slowly. It could leave you in a very unhealthy way. Slowly leaving you because you have neglected it. You have, you know, ignored it. You have turned your back on it because you're so busy looking at yesterday or tomorrow, but you're not looking at the life, the date that is called today that sits in front of you. And if our life leaves us prematurely, what are we going to do? Like, that's the vehicle that we get around in, right? So it's vital that we care for our lives and that we co-create our lives with God, the ultimate creator, and that you allow your life to express itself, herself, himself, through you, my dear. So are you the carrier of life, or is life the carrier of you? You know, think about it. We think that life is what we do with the life we've been given, but the truth is we are the carrier of something that's magnificent, and it is life. And when we begin to love that life well, the one within us, the one that is us, then we can relate with the one outside of us, the life that sits before us, called today, the life that is in front of us. Are you loving your life well, my dear? How well are you loving your life? The way in which you will love your life well is by loving the one that carries your life. That's right, loving your body well. Are you loving your body well? We've talked about this before. It is vital, my dear, that if you are going to love your life well, you must love the carrier of your life. We think that life is something that we live, but quite honestly, life is what is living within us. And if we begin there, and we begin to take care of the life that is within us in this body that is now living, we will begin to love our lives at such a different level. Love your body well first. Love the life that's in your body by caring for the one that carries that life. You are the carrier of life, my dear. Your life. So love your body well, and then you must love your day well. Your today, the date called today. We talked about this yesterday, about becoming the great lover of your life. The reality is you must care for your now. You must care for your now. Because when you can care for your now, that is the light, I mean, that's the building block of your life, right? And it's what's before you, and it's what's been given to you. And next, last but not least, you must love your life's work well. Because if life is in you and your body is carrying that, it's the vehicle that gets this thing called your life around planet Earth. And then you will live your day well, and you will love your day well, which is the increment of life, right? It's time. Your life is your time. Your time is your life. And it's today. That's what you have in front of you to live today, is your today, your now. And then loving your life's work well. What are you doing with the time that you're spending here on planet Earth? What are you doing? Whatever you're doing, that's your life's work, my dear. And are you spending your life's work, your days, despising it, putting up with it, tolerating it, complaining about it, being a bad lover of your life, being a bad lover of your life's work? Because you're not even doing what your life and your love of your life, the lover of your life, is saying, please do this with me. Please live this life with me. That's what your life is saying to you right now. Please love this beautiful life that I've given you. Live it with me and live it well. Man, I hope this gets into your heart and soul today. Because in order to love your life well, you must love your body well. You must love your day well, your now, in the day, and love your life's work well. And when you do, when you truly love your life well like that, it's going to love you back, my dear. It will love you back. And there will be an incredible love affair going on called the love story of your life. I hope you really grab hold of this today. Because we don't know when that final day, that final moment, that final hour is going to be for any of us. So what can you do today? What can I do today? We can love our lives well. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is to write your life a love letter. That's right. Write a love letter to your life and start it by saying, "Dear today." Dear today. Address your life. Address your today in the most incredible love letter. I would love to hear from you. I would absolutely love to know what happens for you as you're writing this letter today and as you're committed to truly loving your life well, your body well, your day well, and your life's work well. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.